Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about, would you rather do 10 small deals or one large one? Pretty simple question, and it's fun to talk about this. Mm-hmm. It changes during different points in my career, different things. Before we get into it, Jill, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, our online community. It's free.
Cool. Scott asks, how should I go about getting easements from neighboring landowners? I have a really nice property that is landlocked. There's already a road in place, but it's for the power company, who appears to have easements in place with the two property owners that I need to get from them. Do you send the neighbors an offer to get them to sign the easement?
That's a great question. It's like a master's degree level question.
It is. I'm very impressed.
Here's the answer. Common sense applies here, and all situations are different. Step one, almost in all cases, is to make a phone call to planning and zoning in the county that the property's in and ask this question. In some counties, it's incredibly easy. In Arizona, there's a statute that says no one can reasonably withhold access to your property. No adjoining property owner, landowner, can reasonably withhold access. What does that mean? What it means is if the property's out in a rural area and it's not your primary residence, you're going to be, depending on how seriously you want to take it from a litigation standpoint or lawsuit standpoint, you're going to give the person access. So you might as well just cause a ton of problems, reduce all the problems for yourself and everybody else and just say, heck yes, I'll give you an easement on the right side of my property. And here it is. Plus now you're getting, better access to your property. So every place is different. That's my point. And step one, talk to the planning and zoning person. And then step two is to send a letter or make a phone call to the adjoining property owners. every single time I've done this and contacted the owners, they say, well, what do you mean? You bought that piece of property next to mine? Well, how about you buy mine? Because I don't want mine. How would you? I'll take that. I'll take the price.
And there's your access.
Yes, exactly. You can, money solves this problem.
Money solves a lot of problems.
It sure does. What are some problems that money doesn't solve, Jill?
Oh my goodness. I have to think about that. Money does solve a lot of problems. That's so good. But you're right, just reaching, I love your just use common sense and reach out to the people. And maybe that's some of the questions that we have sometimes. They just don't know where to go first.
Right.
And you're right. If there's already an easement there, I find it hard to believe that there's an easement that only the power company is allowed to use, yeah, this, nobody else.
I question that too. I don't actually know the answer to that, but I think that if it's a utility, I don't know. I would think
they may have established the easement.
You know what amazes me about this group, Jill? These people look into this stuff way more than I would. Mm-hmm. I would just sell the property and say, it looks like there's access. I haven't checked. I don't know exactly. Please do your own research before you buy this property from me, buyer. But looks like there's access to me. Mm-hmm. That's how I would handle the whole thing. I wouldn't even really seriously look into it that much.
Well, I think maybe that's the difference between selling wholesale and selling retail. Mm-hmm. Because we primarily sell to other people like us. Now, and then Scott might be doing the retail thing where now he's got mom and pop who want to drive their RV out there. And they really do have those questions because he's selling to the end user, which I do sell to, but that's not my primary target.
Right.
So that's why I don't have to get too much into that stuff. Somebody else does.
When you're selling on terms, legal access like this really, really matters. Mm-hmm. And it usually with large acreage, it's almost, with all property, access is a big issue. So I'm not advocating doing nothing. I'm just saying it seems to me that you and I spend a lot less time on this access topic than some of our members do. And I'm glad because I'm glad they're protecting the asset. It's good.
Well, you know, too, sometimes it depends on the property. I have, you know, I'm telling people, let's not get hung up on one property. When you're starting off, some people do get hung up and they want to know every last little detail, like, you know, what was the snowfall last year? Because it might come up. We don't need to know that much. Seriously. Seriously.
Snowfall.
But you know what I mean?
I haven't heard the S word in a really long time, based on where we live now.
Exactly. So, but you know what I mean? I have some members that they come up with these questions. I'm like, why are we, let's take a step back here. Why are we getting that much into this? We don't need to know that much detail. And then they have to go, oh, you're right. And then I have to say, okay, look, because this, you want to be doing 20 of these a month, don't you? Yeah. I'm like, okay. And you have a day job, right? Yeah. Okay. Do we really have that much time to get this much? They're like, oh, no, you're right. And is that important? No, no, it's not.
No, I mean, it's like having a, with the first child, you know. You do everything right and buy the book and you have a ton of questions. And then by the third child, it's like they juggle knives and you don't care.
Exactly. They'll figure it out.
I think that's what this is. Yeah.
You're right. This is true. This is good. For us, this is kid number 16,000.
Yeah. We're on 15,200 kids or something, whatever the number is.
Yeah. We don't even know we don't even know anyone's names anymore. So we could care less about.
We just number them.
Kidding.
Actually,
yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
After number two, we just started number them.
That's true.
One,
all
two,
the kids
three.
Are numbered. And I'm okay. You know, it's so good. Our friends, our close friends, at first looked at us sideways, and then I see them numbering their kids. I'm
yeah,
like, well, who
that's
did
exactly
that one?
What happened.
Oh, number one. Oh, okay, got it.
Which one failed math? Oh, number three did. He always does.
Oh, well, I did. See that coming. Yeah.
Yeah, math failure for him makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I'm trying to think of a good story. Number one and number three next door have their phones taken away. Number one is number one is failing Chinese.
Oh,
and I'm like,
stop.
What the? I'm not kidding. But he brought it, well, he brought it from a D to like a B now. I'm like, So it's very interesting.
Wow.
You want to hear something else?
I'm
going
to have
funny?
To talk to those kids.
You'll
Go
love
ahead.
This. Number one, since the phone's been taken away, has been a much happier kid.
Maybe his friends are idiots.
It's girls.
It's girls.
I'm not kidding. They have noticed he's been much happier since he's not bogged down with teenage girls texting him all day long.
Wow. Well, yeah, no one wants that.
Right?
Everyone's, even a teenage girl's life would improve if her other girlfriends aren't texting her all day with opinions of stuff.
Right? Too bad the kid's not smart enough to start texting him back saying, oh, sorry, my mom and dad took my phone away. Couldn't reply. I'm going to try that one. No, just kidding.
You know what they could do is, you know, fortunately, we didn't have to go through this with our kids. Mm-hmm. What they could do is probably just have the messages forwarded. I would love to get teenage girls' messages and then respond and say just, you know, say some crazy stuff that would just blow their minds.
That's,
like this. No, right.
What would you say?
Your hair color really is not right.
Dude, you can't do that to a teenage girl. That's traumatic.
Wow. It makes me fun. And I think it's fun.
I know you think it's funny. We'll leave it at that.
Makes me fun. Hey.
No.
Hey, do you have a radio show? No, it makes me fun.
No. All right.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic is, would you rather do 10 small deals or one large one? This is the meat of the show.
I know.
Go ahead, Joe. Which one would
you
rather
do? I have an answer. Okay. If I was new and I was starting out in investing, I would hands down do 10 small deals.
Ding,
and what's
ding.
Funny
you
is...
You win the prize.
Most people who are new say, well, why would I do that? Why don't I just put all my... Do one big one and just make $40,000 today right now on one, or do all these other ones? And I have a lot of reasons why. It's funny how this comes up. So when you are early on and you're starting out, go for the small ones. Why? Because if one goes sideways, you have nine other ones. It's not going to sink the ship, number
That's
one.
That's right. Diversification of risk.
Exactly. And number two, you're going to get all this experience doing this one. Okay, now I do another one. Now I do another one. Now I do another one. You know, it's like kids. By kid number three, you got this. Well, by deal number 10, you got this.
Right.
Now I say start looking at some different things. While, too, you still have all these, I get these, this 10 small deals in a system where you got it going, you have this income coming in, you have to think about it. Now you want to diversify and maybe do some other things. All right. Now let's look at a big one. So,
you know, there's no way to explain this to somebody that's new, who's new, and have them believe it. But here's the truth. If you just try to do small deals all the time, once or twice a year, you're going to knock one out of the park. The huge, awesome, incredibly profitable, shake your head, that's never going to happen again kind of deal. That happens. It still happens to Jill and I once a year. So
that's good
just
advice.
Hit the singles. Just keep hitting singles. You know, how do we do it now after however many years it is since the 90s? Jill and I intentionally seek out ridiculously large, ridiculously profitable transactions, you know, six digits plus. And the smaller stuff, the machine still moves in the background, but it doesn't. We don't specifically seek them out anymore. You know, we've been sending mailers out for a decade and or more, like probably 12 years now. So even the mailers that we sent out, you know, in 2004, let's say, people call us back. People pass away. They find a letter in the file that kids do, and they call us and say, yeah, I want to check this off the list. I will sell that 40-acre property. But do we seek those out? No. We go to high-end counties and buy large properties and turn some huge money per transaction. I do not recommend you doing that in the beginning, just like Jill said. Mm-hmm. So to answer this question, how would I answer it truthfully? I would rather do both. This is a machine. Even if you're working on such a Sunday only with a full-time job, you can handle this amount of transactions based on the tools that we have set up for you in our membership plans. So we have this all set up so you can handle a pretty large transaction volume, and the whole back office function is functioning for you. Silence.
Correct.
This is silence sometimes.
No, because you know what? We're doing it. I don't know. You conveyed it perfectly. I don't really have anything to add. I mean, I'm curious if there's any follow-up questions to this, because I think it's pretty, you know, it makes sense.
I will tell you, here's a secret. You know, everybody says, what's the secrets? What are the secret counties? Well, tell us the secret. How can I skip some steps? Okay, listen, there's no secret counties, and you can't skip any steps. You got to learn this the right way. We're data people, right?
That's the secret. Seriously. No, I'm not kidding. If you really want to know what the secret is,
here's a secret. Data. Here's another secret. Data, the secret's data. Here's another secret. You want to make your life incredibly easy and do a million deals? Find a buyer first. Find somebody who's a land retailer, right? Just go to their search on Google. You're going to see 5 or 6 or 8 people who are just killing it volume-wise. A lot of them are in our group already. Contact that person and say, hey, what's your hottest selling item right now? And what can I sell it to you for? So that's an acceptable number. So that, and so you want them to say a sentence like this: boy, if I had 140-acre properties in Montana that I could purchase for $5,000 or $6,000 each from you, I could sell those in 30 seconds. You want someone to say a sentence like that, and you're going to say, done. I will provide those for you in about 30 to 60 days. If something changes, let me know. But I'm an expert at buying property like this.
Exact
same thing with houses. You want to find a house flipper who's got, you know, who's done 10 deals in one zip code or two zip codes or three zip codes, and they say a sentence like that. Man, if I had a bunch of deals like this at priced at this, I could sell those, do carpet and paint and flip those and make a ton of money. Done. I'll get back to you in 60 days. That's what we do here.
You know what you just said about, I got to tell you, about finding a buyer, you know, and having them in your back pocket. I think this is really funny. You got to hear this. This is a message I got on Facebook the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jill, I was on your podcast last spring, and I just wanted to reach out and say you guys are doing an amazing job training your students. In the last 5 months, I've purchased 25 parcels.
Wow. Really? You got this as real?
This is a real thing I'm reading verbatim on Facebook. This came in on a week ago, last Monday. So he said, in the last 5 months, I've purchased 25 parcels. 80% was from your students. My model is simple. Buy great deals from wholesalers and resell on terms. Check this out. Yep.
That's great. So he didn't take it from an acquisition standpoint. just a sales. He's just doing the sales piece.
He's just buying them from our people and reselling them on terms. And he just said, whatever you're teaching over there, keep it up. These guys are great.
Oh, because they're actually, yeah, the new ones are all popping up with new deals all over the country.
Well,
wow, and it's, what a great business model. I never thought of that.
Exactly. It's
just use our people and become that retailer if you're a retailer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Our people know what they're doing.
You don't even have to join our group.
Well, that's kind of true. Yeah. So basically our people know what they're doing and they are buying good properties. And he's like, dude, keep it up. It's fueling him. So that just like, so there's buyers out there that's all they want. So what you just said, Jack, is not crazy.
You know, I love when these members, they join, they're real vocal, ask a lot of questions for the first, I don't know, 30, 60 days. And then we don't hear from them, but we can see, you know, the way this is all set up, because we provide the data and the printing, we can see how much they're using stuff. And they're using it like crazy, but they're not talking to us anymore. And then they pop back up 12 months later, 8 months later, and it's like, man, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm quitting my job. You know, I just did a deal review, data review consulting session with a guy who's quitting his $130,000 sales job. And he scheduled a call with me and to ask me a bunch of questions, basically to say, dude, am I crazy? Or, you know, am I crazy quitting this job? And so I asked him a lot of real pointed questions. It turns out this guy, he's a commercial real estate acquisition person. And his father, I don't even think we talked about this, Joe. His father and his grandfather have been purchasing massive ranches in Texas and subdividing them. And I said, well, wait a second. How do you subdivide a ranch in Texas? Because I know a lot about this. He said, oh, no, it's real simple. You just got to go talk to John over here in this county. He knows exactly what to do. And you got to lay some roads in and make sure it's all okay. But it's a pretty easy process. And I'm like, okay. They obviously have the inside track. And so I was talking about, long story short, I'm like, you need to quit your job tomorrow. I mean, don't quit it, but start to plan for quitting, you know, because he's got it all figured out. And his dad's standing right behind him. Did I tell you about this? His father's saying stuff like this.
Is it
this
on
to him.
Saturday that you talked to this person? Is it the one I'm thinking of?
I don't know. I don't remember when it was. Okay. His father is like, What are you talking about, these Land Academy people? What is this? And so his father is all skeptical and everything, and he gets into it. And he's like, oh, my gosh, it's the greatest thing I've ever heard. You just send a bunch of offers. So now his dad put up $300,000 for him to do this.
Isn't this funny?
Yeah.
I love that.
And he wants a return. His dad wants a return on it, though, which I think is great.
I swear, the most, like, one of them, I think, is our guy in San Diego. I think our most skeptical people are the best people, because they really came in serious, questioning everything, and they go, oh, I get it. Yeah. They're good. So I love it.
I'd question this too.
Yeah.
We talked about this yesterday. You know, who would you buy property? Who would you partner property with? That's the conversation you and I had. And I had a long list of people that are prevalent that I would never do a deal with. Like these people on these GTV shows. There's no freaking way I would ever do a deal with them.
I know. I'm going to do Tarek and Christina. Just kidding.
Yeah.
No.
That's ridiculous. I mean, it really is. You can tell in 30 seconds whether or not you want to do a deal with somebody, I think. It's like, do you want to have a second date? You know immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're right. I agree.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate acquisitions. Good show.
Yeah. Real estate acquisitions. It's hard. It's a little bit longer, but it's
ambition.
But it sounds good.
Acquisition.
Let's change it to Alkins. We should change it to Alkins of funny A words. Let's see. Your real estate.
Oh my God, we all got 13 years old.
I know. What? What were you? Never mind.
I mean me.
Oh.
What's the perfect description of a person that you want to do a real estate deal with?
Oh, they're
Please
seasoned.
Be honest. Brutally honest.
Oh.
Okay, seasoned. Good. Seasoned.
Oh my gosh. Who do I want to do? Okay, so am I buying from them or selling from them or working with them? What am I doing?
You're not just doing like one deal. You're like, all right, we all get it together. We are on the same page. We all work, you know, what's their background? What's their gender? What's their age? All of that. Like, be really honest.
Okay.
Because we do a bunch of deals with our members, separate, different deals with a lot of different members, and some are awesome and some aren't. Go ahead. It's a man.
It's a man. And the reason why is because men take risks that women don't usually take. So that's number one.
And that's a good thing?
Okay. For me, it is.
It is for me, too.
Because you know what? Because you know what? Here's why. Because if it passes my test, I don't have to convince them. If it's another woman, I have to convince them. And I don't really want to go through it all again.
I see.
So that's why it's a man. It's a man over 30, preferably maybe even older. They've been around the block. They know how business works. They know how to get things done. So they have resources. And when I say resources, financial resources. And so we don't have to worry about, you know, funding. You should never have to sweat that. And they understand real estate. My perfect person has just been doing it the hard way. They're going out looking for deals and they're finding deals and they're getting everything done. And then I can come along and show them the easy way and the right way and just sit back and send some offers. And it's like a whoa, that kind of thing.
Yep.
What's yours?
All of that, but I'm going to add, the people that I am doing deals with that are just get it, where it really just unfolds the way it should. You know, it's like if you crumble up a piece of paper and then it just starts to unfold, you drop it on the floor and it unfolds by itself. That's what you want. So, and the people that do that, they seem to have some connection to real estate in the past that went sideways. Mm-hmm. Like they renovated a house and lost money, or they did it some way that it just didn't work at all. They didn't like it. And so then they join our group. They get that first mailer out, do like four or five deals. And they're jaws on the ground saying, man, I wish I would have known about this 20 years ago. Now they want to make up for lost time. And mm-hmm. so they're all type A personality about it. Like I am like, man, let's get this thing done now. Let's pull the stops out. Let's make this mm-hmm. Institutionalize it, so to speak.
I love it. So it's like it was always in there. They never quite lost that.
Yeah. It's inside. Yeah.
They got it. They understood it back then, but that went sideways. So they know there's a better way. They just haven't figured out what it is yet.
Yeah. That's
so then
it.
They come along. They're like, and that's funny because, yeah, people have said that. They're like, oh, now I know. Where were you guys? And I remember in the beginning, you know, or even now and then it comes up. I say, you know, we got here as fast as we could. And everybody likes that. It's true.
So. Here's who I don't like doing deals with. When people really know a lot about the geographical area that, you know, if they're local and they're saying, oh, up there is better than over here and this here is better, that throws a wrench in everything.
Yeah.
It actually truly is ironic because the less you know about, I can't believe I'm saying this, you know, yeah. to a degree, the less that you look at and get married to these properties, the better you're going to do.
Oh, you should never get married.
You know? Well said. I agree, actually.
I can't believe I beat you to that one.
That's awesome. But you know what I mean. It's just,
yeah.
We're data people. So it's more about the data than it is the actual piece of real estate.
I think that's harder for women than it is for men.
I do
they
too.
Do get married to it. It's like they get married to a house. They're like, oh, but I see our family and our Christmas tree in the corner. Oh, no.
Here's
and
another,
that's how you lose financially.
Here's another. Yeah, it is. Here's another personality type that I've tried it and it doesn't work socially and professionally. If you're a by the book person, if you just have to, everything's got to be by the book. You got to get approval from all that. Just stay home. I'm not saying intentionally break rules. Go ahead.
You know what? I have to say, if I didn't know the rule was there, how did I break it?
Exactly. So, you know, ask for.
I didn't think to look.
There's people who ask for forgiveness before permission. You know, you and I are like that. I'm not saying break the law or, you know, mm-hmm. cheat anybody. I'm just saying if we have to go through a 90-point inspection on every piece of property we buy, we're going to do one deal a year. Or we can just put this on the internet like we do. This is what we do. We are working from air-conditioned offices in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're in the business
of California.
In California now. We're in the business of flipping property. This is our full-time job. Every single thing that we know about this property is in the posting. So if you have additional questions, we do not have the answers. You have to seek outside resources. Maybe call the county and maybe do the research on Google or figure it out. Mm-hmm. And that seems to work really well. It makes people, especially former real estate agents, because they have to, they really do look at every deal. Former real estate agents, this makes them nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed.
I agree. It's good though.
Yeah. Information mm-hmm. and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.